Good morning, Dr. Chen. Indicating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Malaysia MAHLYSIA Hankins, HANKINS. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 6/12/24, Mrs. Hankins performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Period, compared to a prior study dated 2/1/24, there's been improvement. Period, of paragraph impression. Minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next. Pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Charlotte Williams. This goes to Dr. Kramer. On 6/12/24, Mrs. Williams performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. It was a... minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction, period, compared to a prior study dated 2/27/24. There's been no significant change, period, in a paragraph impression. Minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Walton. This goes to Edward McKeithian, FNP. On 6/12/24, Mr. Walton performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/28/24, there's been no significant change, period. The paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Lindora Johnson. This goes to Dr. Thompson on 6/12/24. Mrs. Johnson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, although the forced vital capacity normalized, perhaps secondary to improved effort, period, compared to a prior study dated 3/14/24. There's been some deterioration, period, new paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing progression, period. Thank you.